Today's Warm 101.3. I have a question for you, Nick. Do you ever have to do cat DNA to figure out what kind of, you know, what breeds of cats are in? Or you guys don't care about that stuff?
Well, I've seen people do this with their dog.
So we had our dog done because we wanted to find out what little 12-pound Clifford, what he was. So we sent away to this place, and they come back and said he also has 40% Rottweiler. I said, did you see the picture? Yeah, right? I said, he's 12 pounds. So they said, all right, we won't charge you this dude again. Came back 40% Rottweiler. So first of all, I'm not believing it, okay? Someone did this. Now, there's a company called DNA My Dog, and they charge between $80 and $200 to find out what your dog is, okay? So somebody sent it in, and it came back, and they didn't believe it, like I didn't believe it. So then a TV station in Boston, WBZ in Boston, what they did is they took a swab from one of their reporters' mouths.
Stop it.
And they sent it in.
Stop.
And it turns out their reporter is 40% Alaskan Malamute, 35% Champagne, 25% Labrador. So it's all a bunch of baloney.
Stop it.
And they did it again because they thought, okay. So they did it again with another reporter, and that one turned out to be Border Collie, Cane Corso, which I've never heard of,
goodness.
And Bulldog. So it's,
you got ripped off?
I got ripped off. I'm 100% certain I got ripped off. Now, I don't
know.
There
should be a class action lawsuit, Tony.
I know it.
You should get your money back. That's ridiculous because people love that stuff.
I know. I mean, I can tell that my dog has some Jack Russell, but I'm telling you right now, he ain't got no Rottweiler.
Right?